From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The UN meets on Iran. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting Friday in New York. The meeting is to discuss the competing pro- and anti-government demonstrations in Iran, which have left 22 people dead and led to the arrest of more than 1,000 others. United States Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, called the meeting. She and President Donald Trump have said the U.S. stands behind protesters, fed up with the economy and the government.
It is a powerful exhibition of brave people who have become so fed up with their oppressive government that they're willing to risk their lives in protest. The world should applaud their courage. The voices of the Iranian people should be heard.
Iran's ambassador to the UN said he has hard evidence the recent protests were directed from abroad, suggesting the U.S. has abused its power by calling for the meeting. Prior to the meeting, thousands of Iranians took to the streets after Friday prayers in support of the government. The anti-government protests began at the end of December. Pakistan's military said Friday the suspension of U.S. assistance will undermine bilateral security cooperation and regional peace efforts, but will not deter Pakistan's counterterrorism resolve. President Donald Trump's administration said Thursday it was suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in military assistance to Pakistan. The suspension, set to last until the country takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. The militant groups allegedly operate out of Pakistani territory. A Pakistani army spokesman said there's no more organized terrorist sanctuaries in the country. This is VOA News.